Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Live on this Monday of draft week, Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace.
Go Pack, go baby, big week, big week.
Super Bowl 50 runner-up, Brad Nordman.
One of the best.
Drafted in the sixth round of the NFL.
Sixth round of the NFL. 13 years ago. Can you believe that? 13 years ago. It's crazy.
Dang.
Alex Strofe is hot off his ESPN Draft Week noon to 2 special. Hanging out in Green Bay. He's probably at his favorite restaurant right now already. So Chris Larson running the show for us here. I'm Kyle Russ Nordman. 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line list is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And at ESPN Madison. And what do you know, guys? There's more news that I get to share than just NFL Draft Week.
Oh, what's going on? Okay. What's happening?
Damian Lillard, per the Bucks injury report, and Chris Haynes.
Clear.
Questionable.
Ah.
Upgraded to questionable.
I like that.
Not doubtful. Questionable.
And he flew with the team. That's good to know.
Lots to question right now.
For all you baseball losers like myself. Craig Yoho is being
caught
up.
Yoho.
Thank goodness. Playoffs is trash right now.
As I was about to mention, one of the best lines from TC, producer of the Analysis Show, part of our Good Karma Brands family. Mark Antanasio wants to bring families together. Joel Piamps is tearing them apart.
It's beautifully said.
Down, likely down goes Piamps and up goes the...
Oh, they're going to send him down?
I mean... They have to.
Well, they had to add him. They had to DFA somebody to make room for him on the 40-man roster, I believe. So I don't think it was.
Either way, I hope, he sits on his hands and never gets a call of the pen.
All right, Brewers.
The 0.00 ERA, Craig Yoho, is coming up for the Milwaukee Brewers. How about that, guys?
Thrilling.
Oh, come on, Brad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is thrilling. I mean, we also got Bucks playoff. We got the NFL draft this
week.
Yes,
we do have the NFL draft, and we've had a lot of conversation on these airwaves across ESPN Wisconsin. And we'll start with Goody.
Oh, the Gootmeister.
Ah, the fearless leader.
The fearless leader.
He is fearless. Very fearless. Yeah. Not fearful of losing a job.
How would you say your relationship with Goody is coming into the draft?
Right now it's a little rocky. I would say simply because, free agency, I thought he did a decent job. Didn't do as much I would have liked him to do. I really didn't contact Devontae Adams even when he didn't sign Devontae. So right now, when you're in a relationship and you kind of, you look at him, but you don't want to talk to him. Just keep walking past each other because y'all got something to talk about. Me and Goody got something to talk about.
Brad, your relationship with Brian Gutekunst right now?
Yeah, to keep the relationship analogy going, remember when you used to put it on Facebook and there was a designation of it's complicated?
Ooh.
It's complicated with Brian Gutekunst. You got some good memories. You appreciate him for, sort of the stability, but there's a lot to be desired there, right? I mean, you're not eager to put in a relationship, right? It's very complicated.
That's crazy. People legitimately put it's complicated on Facebook.
Everybody knows
you about. I was the first. Click, go look at the photo, see what's happening. I'm nosy.
Yeah, hey, it's complicated. You're just inviting drama.
Yeah, why do
life?
You broadcast that?
I would say that, Goody and my relationship.
Ooh, he probably can't stand you.
No, he definitely can't stand me. But I feel like you guys hold him to a much higher standard than I do.
No.
Me?
Yeah, you, Ben Brust. Championship or bust.
No,
Brust.
Ben doesn't have much expectations. He doesn't have a standard for him whatsoever. Ben's quit on him, right? When you quit on somebody, you have low expectations.
I would say
that's what it is.
We're we're going through the motions.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good. That's a divorce waiting to happen.
Have you reached like resentment yet, or just like lack of joy?
There's just a disconnection. Like there's no emotional or physical or any. Like we're
no
just
spark.
We're just like, you know, putting the kids in the car, taking them to school, dropping them off, eating the dinner, going our separate ways, sleeping in different beds.
Wow, that's very specific.
Oh, wow, that is.
Well, you guys asked me in terms of my relationship with Goody. That's like, that's specific for
painting
you.
Quite a
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, that was. That
that's
was.
A sad picture.
Yeah, that is. That's 50
I mean, that's,
years,
that's 50% of America I'm talking about.
Sad.
Right now.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years of marriage, it definitely is.
Yeah, so it probably anything? Hit home with a lot of listeners. Yeah. Like, damn, I'm doing that right now.
But Ben, is there anything that can re-spark that love?
Of course. Of course. Effort and intention and thoughtfulness and just like proving that you want to make this work together. And part of that's got to come from me too. I have to open up the door. And look, in part of my relationship with Goody right now, the door's open, right? This is a big time in our marriage. This is building for the Green Bay Packers while in Green Bay, where the draft is, like all eyes are on Green Bay. And what is Goody going to do with that? How is he going to prioritize my thoughts and feelings? But here's the thing. Everyone listening has different thoughts and feelings about their relationship with Brian Gutekunst. So with that, wherever you're at with Brian Gutekunst, I'd love to hear from him today, which he spoke to the media. Here is Brian Gutekunst when talking about first round draft picks.
You need your first round pick to contribute right away?
No. I mean, I think you'd love to, but I mean, I think a lot of you guys have been around here. You know, it's great when they do, but that's not always the case. I mean, the transition to the National Football League is tough. It's not always easy. A lot of times it's really determined by opportunity. You know what I mean? I mean, if you take a guy in a particular area that he's just going to have a lot more opportunity than somebody else, you know, and we try to stay away from that drafting for need. We try to just, you know, take the best player available if that's possible. But most of the time, a guy's impact in his rookie year comes down to the opportunities that he had more than anything.
All right, Chris, I'd love you for you to play that again and then just stop it like at the first word of his answer. Because it's just fascinating.
Do you need your first-round pick to contribute right away?
No.
There it is. All right, that's all I took from it because as I started listening to the rest of it, I heard blah, 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 blah. Opportunity, yeah. Opportunity. Guess what? If you draft a first-round pick and they're good enough, there's an opportunity for them. And there's always an opportunity for great talent in the first round, no matter what position. Even if in this scenario in which you guys hate the most, would you agree that if you drafted another offensive lineman in the first round, they should be good enough talent-wise, forget opportunity, that if they beat somebody out, they can play right away. And the way that he just dismisses that of like, and I'm talking about the one position where it feels like it's the most deep right now. Everywhere else on the roster, other than Jordan Love, there's competition. You use more than Josh Jacobs. If you like, again, my point of all of this is the way he said no right away and then just spewed out a bunch of nonsense about, yeah, it depends on the opportunity. This man's talking like they have a Super Bowl caliber roster and they're too deep at every position. And no matter who they take, yeah, should have no expectations for.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting this answer. And guys, what was the question that was asked of him? Do you expect the first round draft pick to not be a superstar?
Contribute!
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 No. Not be a bona fide star.
What was that,
star.
Brian?
No. Yeah. Brian, do you need him to contribute right away?
No.
Not even contribute. That is the bare minimum scene playing time.
He almost looked down at the question.
Yeah.
He almost,
offended.
He was offended,
offended you asked
that the
that.
Idea that one of your first round picks could be a player that helps the roster the next year.
And he says it's great when they do. I mean, Goody, this team, this Green Bay Packer team will never win a Super Bowl if this is the mindset you're taking. If your first round draft picks aren't expected to not only contribute, but significantly make the team better. Significant might be a strong word, but start, contribute, fill holes, make the team better. That is the bare minimum for a first round draft pick. If your first round draft picks don't consistently do that, this team will never be able to win a Super Bowl. That's how important it is.
See, this is a cop-out. This is an annoying answer. This is a complete cop-out from somebody who knows his drafting record in the first round is lackluster, is subpar. This is the answer that you give when you have failed. If you're talking about a guy who has found guys in the first round that were impactful, he doesn't say no. He'll say, yeah, you know, the culture we have built up here, the tradition that we have here in Green Bay is when we draft a guy in the first round, we look for him to contribute. This isn't college football. This isn't high school basketball. This is the NFL. Obviously, there's a transition from rookie, during your rookie year to transition to the NFL, but the fact that you draft them in the first round, they're first round picks for two reasons, because of their potential, but then on top of that, of the fact that you believe they are most NFL ready to come in and make a positive impact. But no, in his mind, he thinks he's playing JV football. This is the NFL. You need to be trying to draft guys that you truly believe can contribute to this roster on day one. And this exposes Goody, and based off his last couple picks, whether you're talking about Jordan Morgan, where, listen, we don't know what he's going to be yet, but did not contribute year one. Lucas Van Ness did not contribute year one. Quay Walker, we're still trying to figure out what he's going to be. Devontae Wyatt, we don't know what he's going to end up being. Eric Stokes is not on the football team. And then you have Jordan Love in the last five years that we've drafted. Not good enough. You take all you have is Jordan Love and a whole bunch of guys where there's a whole bunch of what ifs, right? Those are five guys that should be contributing to this roster. These are five guys that should be helping Jordan Love get to a Super Bowl. But instead, Eric Stokes gone. Devontae Wyatt may be gone. Quay Walker,
no,
we're still hoping.
They said they want to bring him back.
Okay, no. Well,
for 26.
Okay, cool. Okay, oh, all right, cool. He's going to bring them back. Fantastic. But we're still waiting for these guys to actually contribute significantly on the roster. That is a problem, and this is why it's a problem, because you got the guy in charge who's doing the drafting, not looking for guys who can contribute now, but looking for guys who contribute down the road, and they're not doing that.
Ron and the Key must be a Goot apologist, because he says on the Carbless Talking Text, they need to remember that the Packers are almost always drafting at the end of the first round, which is far closer to second-round picks than the
Lucas Van Ness wasn't in.
That's exactly
Lucas Van Ness wasn't in.
Yeah, so
Rashawn Gary wasn't in. Rashawn, I'll give him that. Rashawn is good. He's good. He's
but,
a good player.
But yeah. How about the fact that he had two first-round picks that you can question the productivity of first-round picks in Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt heading into their fourth year, and basically saying, I want them to be a part of the team and obviously this year in 26, but he's not like jumping to pick the fifth-year option up. He probably wants to negotiate a way to do what he always does right now and say, hey, we'll sign you on a one-year prove-it deal or a front-loaded deal with no real guarantees. But, like, they don't have to do that necessarily.
And your first-round draft picks should be the guys that you're bending over backward to give a mega second contract to. I mean, it's just hard to take anything that Goody says seriously. Because remember, this is the same guy when talking about wide receivers. He said guys are now more ready than they ever have been coming to wide receivers and to make production on the field. So which one is it, Goody? Are guys ready or are they not ready when you pick them? I can't believe the low standard and expectations you'd have for a first round draft pick. Even if you're a 32nd pick overall, you are in the first round, you're in the top 32 of guys coming in, you have to be able to contribute.
You're setting the bar entirely too low. At that point, Goody, listen, hey, if you don't think first round picks, you don't expect them to contribute right away, that's fine. Cool. If that's your philosophy, then trade the dang pick. What's the point of making the pick? Go and use that first round pick to get somebody who can actually contribute and bring this organization closer to a Super Bowl.
He believes in his strategy. No, he's not going to listen to you. If anything, he's going to trade back and get more picks and take more bites of the apple.
Sure. Trade. At this point, Goody, go ahead and trade back, because your second round picks and third round picks of late have made more contributions to this roster than your first round picks. So you know what, Goody, go ahead, trade out the first round and cook after that. But what also comes with the first round pick is expectation. And so as a fan, when you draft somebody in the first round, you expect them at some point to contribute in year one. And look at the difference that a player can make in year one. Look at the difference that Jaden Reed made. He was so good year one that we were expecting him to be a number one wide receiver in year two. Look at the difference Edrian Cooper made year one when he came along and all of a sudden popped. We expect him to be a huge contributor in year two. We're talking about Tucker Kraft in year three potentially being the number one receiver, not wide receiver, just number one pass catcher on the Green Bay Packers roster. Those are guys that contributed year one, took the step year two, and now are going to pop in year three. That's what we should expect. But we're not getting that production out of the first round, and that's because of this clown, the way he's picking in the first round. He's not looking for guys that can help right away.
Well, again, do you agree with Goody's philosophy? We'll hear it from him himself.
Do you need your first-round pick to contribute right away?
No.
I mean, he didn't even hesitate.
It's idiotic.
That is a deep, deep conviction. No, you don't have to.
Can you imagine starting a radio show and say, hey, do you expect for Kyle, Bruster, Nortman, any of them to contribute right away? Nah, you know what? We're just going to let them sit there quietly and figure things out. No, you got to hold people to a high standard. Get your behind better. That is the problem that I see with Goody. Goody, please, please change up your philosophy. You have a roster that is almost there. We're getting closer. But I'm not trying to get somebody year one this year who's not going to contribute until 2027. How does that make Jordan Love closer to winning a Super Bowl? How does that make Jordan Love closer to being an MVP caliber quarterback? How does that make this defense a top number one type defense by drafting somebody for 2 years from now? 2025 is upon us. Find guys in the draft that can help in 2025, not 2027.
He really does believe in his roster. And again, I'm just based off the way that Goody is answering these questions, I feel as if he believes that he has his philosophy and he's not going to change his philosophy because
it's crazy, though.
He's getting to the playoffs every year.
No. But you're not. But no.
I'm just saying, absolutely not. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm literally saying what I feel. Based off how he's reacting to these questions, as if he's got it all figured
Goody,
out.
Goody probably sleeps in a separate room. He's too stubborn.
I told you that. Well, that's why he's in the other room right now in my relationship with him. We're sleeping in separate beds.
What's crazy is he told his players after the season,
you need to
have a more sense of urgency because your career is short.
Guys.
But yet your first round draft pick can't even contribute year one.
Hey, I know I said that, but come here, my little puppy dog first round draft pick. Listen, you can sit on the bench this year. It's okay. Hey, Lucas, I know you sucked, but that's okay, Lucas. You have year three. You're fine.
Guys, I have so much more to get to. I can't let you use it all up right now.
We haven't
even heard him talk about the wide receiver room.
I hope he said the wide receiver room is lackluster right now.
And we need help.
Room for improvement.
Well, you're going to find out on the other side because Goody spoke on the wide receivers and the prospect of going in the first round to get somebody to bolster up that spot on the team. Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I just want to know your confidence level with Goody heading into this Thursday's NFL draft. 800-990-3776. Let us know in the Carbos Talking text line. We'll hear more from Goody because he's electric. Next.
Do you need your first round pick to contribute right away?
No.
I'll tell you what, I appreciate Brian Gutekunst.
How dare you?
I appreciate that he sticks to what he believes.
That's a terrible way to live life.
For right or for wrong, I appreciate someone who thinks that they have it all figured out and they're just going to keep ramming it at you.
Those are legitimately the worst human beings out there. They can legitimately be wrong and sit there and argue with you for 10 to 15 to 20 minutes about being wrong.
No. He didn't. 10 to 15 minutes, he didn't even give a reporter a chance. Chris, I mean, he asked him about a first-round impact, first-round draft pick. Can they have impact to the team?
No.
I mean, with the analogy, it's like we are one side of the relationship, and we want to get married. We want to win that Super Bowl. We want the diamond ring. And Goody's on the other side of the relationship, just like, I'm pretty content with where we're at. I don't want to move any further. I've got no plans in the future to ever marry you. That's what it feels like.
That's just indefensible. Like even the answer that out loud, simply the answer is yes. The answer is always yes. Stop setting the bar so freaking low for these Packers players, man. That's the problem. That's the mentality. That's why we're sitting here still waiting for guys to develop because the bar is set so low. You are a first round pick. Yeah. Well, can they come in and can they be bust? Yes. There are busts every single year. There are going to be guys that hear their name called on Thursday who will be bust in the NFL. But you should not say, no, I don't expect them to contribute right away. What are you doing? No, I expect them to contribute right away. And if they don't, then we need to make sure we get them up to speed so they can the next year to make a contribution.
All right, let's hear from the source again because I love it. I love it. And we don't have to listen to the whole thing. We just got to listen to the start and then a little bit of his babbling about opportunity. But ultimately, this is what Goody had to say when asked about if his first round picks need to contribute.
No, I mean, I think you'd love to, but I mean, I think you guys, a lot of you guys have been around here.
That's enough. That's enough. You guys have been around here. Like, that's enough. You guys have been around here. You guys have seen what we do here in Green Bay.
You've seen my first round.
Basically, again, this is what he's saying. And so as somebody here who wants to make sure that we're all not, because this is an example, whereas if I hear this, Kyle hears this, Brad hears this, we all have a similar reaction like, huh, interesting. You're not even going to open up the door to say, yes, like, I think it's something this year, like, we really want to prioritize maybe more production and a need based off, you know, some holes we need to fill.
We're close. That's
not what he said. Alex Strofe hanging out at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Come on, Strofe. What do you think about that clip? There's no groupthink here. That's a little bit interesting. And he's not connected. I hear a little mini echo in my headphones, so I know he might be hearing me.
Yeah, he could definitely hear you.
Oh.
I just think about what Goody is conveying to the players on the team, right? And the guys that are walking in the door. I mean, this is the NFL. If I'm going to have a franchise, I would rather have a franchise fail by at least taking swings. And being like, you know what? We might have missed on him. Ben, you just said, or Kyle, you just said, like, yes, there are busts. Every team is going to have draft picks that don't work out. But I would rather have those draft picks worked out where it's like, we saw it. We went for the need. We thought he was going to contribute right away, and it just didn't work out. But if there's already a low expectation of not contributing and not even in positions that can help right away, I'm just trying to figure out how a team can win a Super Bowl like that. Because you know on a Super Bowl winning team, you're going to have a handful of superstars that are making a lot of money. You need to fill the gap with cheap, young, drafted players. And head of those drafted players is your first-round draft pick. You cannot win a Super Bowl if your first-round draft picks are not hitting. You just can't do it.
Loving football on YouTube. Hey, Goody, are you willing to rethink how you approach things? No. And I believe that would be his exact answer.
No, it's no good. It's
Diana
no good
from Maguanago, 800-990-3776 on a Monday. Are on the Carbless Talking Text Line, Dirty D.
Hey, first of all, did you hang up on me yesterday, or were you just finished with the phone call?
No.
Yesterday, I believe we were finished with the phone call, weren't we? Weren't we done?
Okay, I thought you hung up on me.
Girl, I never hang up on you. My mama taught me better than that.
Okay. I need your guys' thought. Do you think the Packers are ever going to see another Super Bowl as long as they have Gutekunst?
No.
Ooh, that's a good thought.
Will the Packers win another Super Bowl as long as Goody's the GM? Put it on the poll, Chris.
Nope. They never will.
It's actually tough.
It's a good question, Dirty D.
And I don't want to be extreme. Nope. I don't know.
They ain't going to.
Okay.
Thank you, Diana.
I think she
was up on the phone line.
I thought that was like Goody. Like,
I was like, all right, so Dirty D thinks no.
Yeah, I don't want to be extreme, right? But as a Packers fan, I should be a little concerned when the general manager is talking about a player in the first round pick that those are the guys that can be the people that change the roster, right? They can be game wreckers. They can be changers. They can be the eventual foundations and building blocks for the future. So when you hear a guy like Goody saying, no, he doesn't expect him to contribute, that's one thing. But then when the second part of that is that, yeah, we'll love for that, but, you know, down the road, they're supposed to contribute. But when I look at the draft picks who were supposed to contribute and like a Eric Stokes no longer being on a roster, that's the concerning part is even if your philosophy, Goody, was, hey, we want these guys to really pop year two and year three, we just haven't seen that yet. So you saying no now something's wrong with the way that you draft and the way you evaluate and the way you go about the first round, and you got to change something up, because right now this is not a championship formula. And if he keeps down this route, then no, the Packers aren't going to be able to win a Super Bowl, because you have to find difference makers. And if you're not going to consistently sign difference makers, then you must draft them. And unfortunately, the Packers are not drafting them in the round that you find the most of them in the first.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to change the question, can the Packers win a Super Bowl if Goody never hits on first-round draft picks? I would say no. So something needs to change about either evaluation or what he expects out of his first-round draft picks. If he can do that, we know he can backfill a roster with, you know, B-level guys in, you know, round 2, 3, 4, and 5. I like that. But you got to hit on your first-round draft picks. You need your roster sprinkled with some all-pros. If you can't do that, I just don't see how this team gets to or wins the Super Bowl.
Well, there it is on the poll on Twitter at KVN ESPN, and open for you to react on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Will the Packers win a Super Bowl with Brian Gutekunst as the general manager? Just got up there. We'll give it a little refresh here, see if we got something new. And no leads the way right away. Within seconds.
See, that's, I'm telling you, that's, it's concerning. I'm a believer in Gook. I just want people to understand.
You don't get to be a Gook believer and then just bash him.
No,
what does that mean, you believe in him?
That's you trying to protect your Packer back.
No, I'm not trying to protect anything. You guys know before, I'm not extremely critical of Goody. I can be, but I go back and forth with Goody. Sometimes I'm happy with him, sometimes I'm not. That last statement, I'm just disappointed in. I'm very disappointed in the no. And so he, for me and a lot of Packers fans, we're going to have a little bit of doubt of whether or not he can get us over the hump, because getting us over the hump doesn't seem like a priority to him. Winning a Super Bowl doesn't seem like a priority to him. The priority to him is having as many shots at trying to get there. But the thing you have to understand is you can have 10 shots, but if you are missing that one player, those two players, you're going to continue to have heartbreak, as the Packers have had for the last 15 years, because they have been refusing to go and get a real difference maker. I know we signed Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. They were good additions, but they were not incredible conditions. Those weren't guys that were all pro stud stars in the conversation for defensive MVPs, and we talked about it. In order to win Super Bowls, you need true difference makers on defense, right? What the Kansas City Chiefs have, they have Chris Jones, who is a legit difference maker on the defense. When the Green Bay Packers won a Super Bowl, they had two of them. We know what you need, but Goody is not going to get what you need in order to do it. Good job with Xavier McKinney, but now you got to find somebody else in order to push this team over the top to get back to bringing along Lombardi home to Wisconsin.
So you guys have a Bucks series price at +165 against the Pacers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. You're not rushing to put any on the Packers right now?
Oh, on what, the position?
No, on the Super Bowl.
No.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No. Wait, Chris, play it.
No.
That from Brian Gutekunst. And at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, they have dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for over 200. You can reserve VIP spots for your group. Just go on the website. It's got everything there. paysbig.com/sportsbook. You can start building bets as well. 20-minute reserved parking spaces if you want to get in and get out. Bet above the rest. You know where to go. It's Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and the wonderful, wonderful sportsbook. All right, coming up next, Goody talks about his philosophy with the wide receiver position. Will he do the thing that's been talked about at length here? 2002. If you don't know it's Javon Walker, you do now. That was the last time the Packers drafted a wide receiver in the first round. It's gaining some steam internally. Rob Domofsky, Jason Wildy, Brad Nortman's been running this for a good 3 weeks now or so.
Oh, longer than that.
Okay, well,
a couple months, maybe.
But what's Goody think about the wide receiver position? That's most important. What Brad, what Jason, what Rob, they don't matter. It's what Goody says. More from Goody next. All right, so, are we going to buck the trend? I hope the Milwaukee Bucks can buck their trend after game one.
We'll be all right. Don't worry.
But the 2002 stat of Javon Walker is going to be running for another 30 years, potentially. Because I don't know how Brad wants to stay on his bandwagon of thinking the Packers are going to select a wide receiver in the first round when I hear Goody talk about how he's not open to looking at guys needing to make an impact in the first round. And then he also talks about the wide receiver room earlier today at his press conference. Here's Goody.
You know, you get the Javon Walker question every year, but do you think you're looking at the position any differently this year because of the visits you had and maybe where your roster is at that position?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel really good about our roster right now. I mean, I think that's one of the – it doesn't happen every year. I mean, every year is a little bit different. But, like, you know, if we had to go play next week, I feel really good about our roster and our ability to win and go compete. So, really across the board. So, you know, hopefully as this draft unfolds, we're able to just kind of sit back and select the best players that fall to us. I mean, that'll be, you know, I think something we prepared ourselves to be in. So, no, I don't think we'd look at it really any differently than other than certainly if there's an opportunity to take a player at that position that makes sense, we'll do it. But I don't think we feel like we need to do anything.
They don't feel like they need to do anything, Brad. So you still want to be riding this bandwagon about drafting a wide receiver in round one?
Brad
came to us in the pre-show. He goes, guys, Jason Wilde, Rob Domofsky, they're all talking about it. They're talking about the potential that they are starting to believe the Packers may draft a wide receiver in the first round. I'm actually going to do you a solid. You're going to come in here and say, anyone else want to jump on my bandwagon? Yeah. I'm going to give you the chance to jump off your own.
No chance. I'm staying on it. Until the Packers read that name on Thursday night, I am convinced that they're going to take one. This is two things for Goody. Well, three. Either he's delusional and he just doesn't see.
What I got written down there?
Delusional.
Delusional. I know a DeLulu when I hear one.
He's either delusional.
You've dated so many.
Hey, leave him alone.
He's either delusional. He's trying to be deceptive and he actually will take a wide receiver in the first round, but he's trying to like cover his tracks or
he don't never do that.
He believes so highly in his skills and his former draft picks and he sees something that we just don't see. Now I think he's leaning in the delusional area because there's no way that you can tell me that he feels good. Well, I guess maybe he does. There's no way you can convince me to feel good about this roster if they were to roll out next week and play a game.
Yes, I can. He says something in there, Brad. You know what he said? He said to compete. He didn't say to win championships. He said to compete. That just takes you into his mind frame is that he's thinking about, yeah, this team can go out there and compete. No, I don't want you to be talking about competing. Brad, you talked about sense of urgency. Sense of urgency ain't to compete. Boy, you already figured that out. That's good.
I think we got to go back to that sense of urgency quote and continue to remind people that after we listened to it the first time after the season, it felt like he was talking to the players. And then once we started hearing murmurs about how aggressive they may be in free agency, we're like, oh, Goody was also talking about himself. And then we listened back to it. It's like, no, he's clearly thinking the players need a sense of urgency because in this clip, he's talking about how he loves his roster. And he's ready to roll the ball out and say, Green 19 set hot.
I mean,
and then they're good to go.
I mean, this team led the NFL in drops last year. It brought down Jordan Love's completion percentage by like 3 percentage points, 3 or 4. That's a lot. They also lost your number one wide receiver in Christian Watson. He won't be back until November.
Per Rob Domofsky, 99.5% chance that Jair is not back with the Packers.
Yep. So
said that on Willie and Tausch this morning. A cornerback who was an all-pro.
So this wide receiver group, plus a Jair-less cornerback room with Hobbs, who's solid, but that's not a Super Bowl type of cornerback room, and a D-line that cannot figure out how to produce. I don't know how you can look at that roster and say, we're ready. We don't need to go. We don't need anyone to contribute. It just makes no sense to me. And it just, I don't know how we can speak out of both sides of his mouth saying, we need a sense of urgency. Our championship window is now. And be so lax about expectations and thinking they need to get better.
But he thinks, he just said he believes in his roster. So he doesn't think he needs to move with urgency the same way that you guys want him
to.
That's where you guys got to separate.
Is he gaslighting us?
No, he believes everything he's saying.
He does because, as Brad said, he's DeLulu. He's delusional. And so it's just hard for me to fathom and understand. As Brad and you, Ben, talked about it so well, about the wide receiver room. You're losing your number one. Well, not number one. Losing Christian Watson, somebody who
maybe the most explosive.
Yeah, definitely most explosive wide receiver. Your defensive line, you're not adding on anybody. You're hoping for improvement. And Ben said a long time ago, hope is not
strategy.
And so you're hoping for that to happen. And then you talked about the fact that cornerback CB1 is completely gone. You're talking about a guy in Keyshawn Nixon that you signed to be a special teams guy. He has played above his pay grade, but he's not a number one corner. And Carrington Valentine wasn't drafted to be a number one corner. Hell, he might not even draft to be a number two corner. He was drafted for depth. So when I look at this roster and I look at the guys that the teams were chasing, we're talking about the Detroit Lions, and the only reason that we're hopeful that the Packers beat Detroit Lions is because they lost their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, but they still have those dudes on the football field. You're chasing behind a team like the Philadelphia Eagles that ain't really lose too much. They lost a couple guys, but that offense is still explosive, and the defense still has some young emerging talent as well. And so these are the guys that you're chasing. They have guys that sit back and let them develop from year two to year three or one to two. You don't have that luxury. So to sit here and feel confident and good about a roster without improving it that was not good enough to compete and win championships last year is absolutely delusional. What world does he live in where he doesn't feel like he needs to improve the roster in order to get better to reach the level of competency and talent these other teams have? You were 1-5 in your division. You lost every single game to any good football team you played last year, and you are content with where they're at?
Yeah, I think last week we spent a lot of time, we stumbled into it, I think, with Tausch about if they were to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. I guess for me, the reason why I was okay with the idea, I would prefer if the right defensive lineman or corner. I'm personally just not in the believing in the wide receiver thing until it happens. I'm just not getting my hopes up. That's just the way I'm going to operate in terms of the draft pick. But when we were talking about the scenario of, like, I'd be okay with him drafting an offensive tackle, it's because when I look at the roster, I don't know if there's anything that they can do that will change my mind in telling me they're a championship team. But now I become frustrated this week when I hear Goody talk about how he thinks the roster's really good and how he feels he doesn't need to, like, change his approach at all. Like, mine came from all right, if the board falls a certain way, like, sure, get a tackle.
Yeah, y'all fell into the groupthink of Goody. That's the problem.
Now I'm basically just hearing, like, he, based off what I saw last year, based off the holistic 53-man roster, they're not close to, as Kyle had said, as to all those other teams. And I believe that Kyle is right and that they don't have the luxury of other teams as well to be drafting and saying from any position standpoint that they can just sit back and if the opportunity is there, then maybe it'll be. But, like, no, I feel as if this roster is good, not great, and that everyone who would be drafted in the first round would have an opportunity to compete for a position, but he made it seem like, it's just this. They can grow, they can develop. Like, yeah, sure. But at the same time, like he's kind of doing the both sides of his mouth thing. And now that's where I've shifted back to. I tried to meet Goody halfway last week. I tried. I was like, you know what? If he drafts a tackle, that means he's telling us that he probably is a year away from making that championship push. But now when he's opening his mouth and telling me that this roster's good enough, I have a hard time just being like, yeah, I agree.
Well, and let us not forget that Super Bowl week, Josh Jacobs, the workhorse star running back on the Packers, was on Kay Adams. And Kay asked him something to the effect of, so do you think you're a guy away? Do you think you're a player away? You know what his response was? I think we're more like a few. So he was saying, we're not one player away, we're like three. And that's basically saying we're not good enough at multiple positions to be able to compete for a championship. So Josh Jacobs sees it. Why can't Goody see it? We see it. Why can't Goody see it?
And so what's so infuriating about this conversation, KVN Nation? I understand I can be overly emotional, but right now I'm going to try to be more pragmatic and provide just some examples.
Well, how about you do that on the other side? Get your pragmatic examples ready.
Take
a deep breath, and then don't yell at Goody. Present the facts, what you think will put Goody in a bad light.
I'm going to bring Goody to the court of Kyle Wallace.
Oh.
Goody to the court of Kyle Wallace on Kyle, Bruce, and Norman across ESPN Wisconsin. Brian Gutekunst spoke to the media today. The NFL draft is in Green Bay. It's Kyle, Bruce, and Norman across ESPN Wisconsin. Chris Larson in for Alex Stroh. And Kyle, you want to hold Goody accountable.
I sure do.
And are you going to be able to do this without getting mad at him?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best without getting mad, because sometimes I get frustrated with the different things that come to mind or things that Goody does. But Goody just said earlier, he was asked whether or not a first round pick should be able to contribute right away to the roster. And Chris, his response to that question of should they be able to contribute was?
No.
That's just ridiculous to me. Now, some may say, Kyle, you know, you're being over the top, being ridiculous. Here's my evidence. Right now, I said the Green Bay Packers are chasing two teams, one of the teams in our division. Think about the Detroit Lions. Do you realize in the first round, the Detroit Lions don't have that same philosophy now, do they, Ben? And yes, they've drafted. They've drafted earlier. But Terrion Arnold, last year, he had an up-and-down rookie year, but what did he play as a first-round draft pick? He played a lot of football for him because they expected him to make an impact. Jahmyr Gibbs, they got him at 12. What did he do?
Stud.
Jack Campbell, they got him at 18. What did he do?
Stud.
Aiden Hutchinson, now he was early on, so you expect him to be a stud. But again, he played an impact on this team. I can keep going down, but you say, okay, what about he's drafting early? What about the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Oh.
There's a guy named Quinion Mitchell last year, got drafted number 22. What did he do last year? Started on a Super Bowl winning championship team, did he not?
All rookie team, I believe.
Okay, Jalen Carter. Granted, that was a number 9 overall pick. I believe they traded up to go get him, but what happened? He contributed to the field, the team. Nolan Smith Jr., he got hurt in the game against the Packers, but what did he have? He had a big interception, I believe, in that game as well. Jordan Davis, Devontae Smith. Like, all these are guys who are they're studs, right? These are guys that they drafted that are making an impact on the football team.
All right,
team
so what does
right
that have to do with the Green Bay Packers selection?
So for me, when I look at the Green Bay Packers overall, is you hear a general manager saying, no, a guy in the first round doesn't need to make an impact right away. Well, I just showed you the reason why they need to make an impact right away, because those are the guys that are the foundation for success. All those guys I listed for the Detroit Lions are contributing for the Detroit Lions. All the guys I just listed for the Philadelphia Eagles are contributing to a championship roster for the Philadelphia Eagles. If the Packers had just half that, if the Packers out of the last 8 drafts had half the first round picks actually make big contributions on this football team, we're having a different conversation. If you hit just either with Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, or Lucas Van Ness, if you hit on one of those guys where they were actually a guy you can't wait to give them an extension, this defense is different. You're talking about a stud linebacker on the inside that's stopping the run and making plays in the passing game? That would be great. You're talking about a D lineman that's getting pressure by himself, doesn't need a stun or anything like that, can just bull rush or beat an offensive lineman? You're talking about a different conversation.
But that's the 13th pick in the draft, the one that I think you should hold most accountable for.
They're first round picks. I don't care where you got picked at, if it's the 28th pick, the 22nd pick, or the 13th pick, or the top 5 pick. If you are in the first round, I expect at some point you start contributing, and I expect in the first year you make a contribution, because other teams, other football teams have been able to do that. You can even look at the Kansas City Chiefs, where they're getting contributions from their guys
Your point is taken, because Dave from Aaron chimes in the Carbis Talking text line. All Goody is doing is covering his behind by saying a first-round pick doesn't need to contribute right away because most of his first-round picks don't.
That's where, like, I think he's trying to change the narrative, right? Because he knows his draft history isn't very good. And I don't know if he's trying to lower expectations going in the future, like he's concerned for job security as Ed Policy comes in here and takes over for Mark Murphy. But I don't know another franchise, and that includes, like, the Jags and the Panthers, ones that I was a part of, that we had some success at that time, but now they're not experiencing that. Even teams of like a lower standing in the NFL that are much lower than the Packers, I don't know another team that thinks so casually about first round draft picks. There's a reason why Thursday night is an absolutely massive night.
It's just one day.
One of the biggest nights of the NFL.
They don't do round one and round two.
That's
it. They do round one.
Every first round draft pick flown in, celebrated like a prize pony. And if you don't expect him to come in here and be a contributor, then what are you doing? You cannot build a Super Bowl winning roster if you cannot have first round draft picks contribute year one. Now, that's not the fifth rounder, but the first rounder, you got to show up and it's got to be day one.
Would you ever want them to trade up and just yes or no?
Yes.
I don't trust Goody to trade up to go get the right guy.
That's what my point was going to be, because you want to say yes, but the evidence
to go get
is
your guy.
He hasn't been great in the first round. The last time he traded up, though, he did.
For Jair Alexander, I believe it was the last time, and he ended up working out.
Jair and Jordan Love, they traded up for.
They,
I think when he trades up, he has conviction about that guy. Now, Goody has conviction about guys not starting either, or not contributing year one. But it seems like it's a marriage between need and holy cow, this guy's available. That seems to be what happens when he trades up. So that's the only it's an aggressive stance that you don't see out of Goody. I want more aggression.
Brandon chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. It's a good day for Kyle right now. I mean, typically the Carbless Talking text line is after flip-flop halfway Kyle.
Listen, go Pack, go, baby. I'm in Packers gear Monday through Wednesday. Like, I love my Packers.
Kyle's nailing this. The Packers have been good in spite of how many misses Goody has. Imagine if he actually hit on some of these first-round picks.
Imagine being able to tell your boss, I'm going to pick this guy here, and I promise you, I'm going to sell you this dream. 2 years from now, in his year three, he's going to be great. He's going to be great. But what about Eric Stokes? Hey, Ed. Eric Stokes, an anomaly. I had Jordan Love, remember? Remember Jordan Love?
So I think the fascinating thing to me right now is he continues to do enough, though, because we're very draft-focused right now. He does deserve credit for signing Josh Jacobs and signing Xavier McKinney. And the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. Like, they've made the playoffs the last 2 years. And ultimately, he is responsible for putting together the roster. And that's a success. Now, is it successful enough to your standard? Maybe, maybe not. You get to be the judge of that.
Should be the judge.
I know. You all, not, but you're not the only judge. I'm talking to KBN Nation.
KBN
right now.
Nation, if right now, if you're looking at the first round picks and you said, he did good in the second round and the third round the last couple of years, so that should make up for it. Hell no. No. You need to hit in the first round. He ain't going to hit every year, but y'all show me the hit. Show me the hit out of the last five first-round picks. You show me it. Matter of fact, show me four guys that hit since he started drafting in 2018. Show me four. Show me four.
I said don't get mad this segment.
Was I mad?
It sounded a little mad. What I love is the new inspiration campaign at the Princeton Club. Strong community, strong body, and strong mind. Because you can have it all there. I've talked about how when they have their check-in challenge, they did that in February. It helped feed food pantries across the Milwaukee area and the Madison area. They have initiatives as well. You can also have that strong body by going simply in there to work out with the best equipment in the state. Clean health clubs, free childcare with the membership. When you work out, you get those endorphins flowing. You're going to have yet strong mind. So you combine them all, and you will achieve a better tomorrow at the Prince Club. No goal is too small or too big. Simply get started at the Prince Club and find your better tomorrow. Lots of stuff going on in the world of Wisconsin sports. You have Craig Yoho coming up to the Brewers from AAA with a 0.00. Crazy to say. ERA. Damian Lillard upgraded to questionable. And the NFL draft is in Green Bay in 3 short days. Kyle Bruston-Ortman in 2 minutes continues. Don't go anywhere.